Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, folks. Come back to you. It is Sunday. pardon me. Friday, we came on. We were going to have special guest AG 5 Tony Price. He was unable to make it. Something came up. I talked to him this morning, and he said that he would like to come on today. So I don't see him in the waiting room right now, but we hopefully have him on shortly. And he's going to talk about his time in the Navy in the late 80s, early 90s. And then we're also going to talk to him about his involvement in the Gold Star Ride Foundation. Pardon me. Let me go ahead and bring our co-host on here. Adrian, how you doing? In the saddle again after one day of a nice weekend. What did you do yesterday? Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. That'll be interesting. And I didn't know any difference because I grew up in a household around it. And, one dad, Doc V was in the medical field in the Navy. And then when we moved out here, he worked for BCBSM. And then you got into coding. And I think if I wouldn't have grown up around it, I would have had no idea what it was. Well, that's good. What's your fulfillment percentage rate from classroom to first job? Wow. So, well, unfortunately, it looks like Tony's probably not going to be able to join us again today. I'll have to call him and see what's going on. We're open. Maybe he just got lost. He said he was going to be hanging out with family today, so maybe he just got lost in time or had to do something. So I know you and I had talked, and we probably felt like we weren't going to do a full hour, maybe a half hour or something like that. But I think what we're going to talk about is so a lot of you may know and some may not know that I do living history. And we've talked to Melody Ray about her doing living history and reenacting. And I know I've talked a couple of times just briefly about what I did. So right now what I do is I volunteer at Dakota City Heritage Village in Farmington, which is on the Dakota County Fairground land. And basically what that is that's a collection of buildings from around Dakota City, from anywhere from the 1800s all the way up to mid-1900s or late 1900s. And basically what we do is we teach history. We teach the history about the buildings. So not only are we open for the week of the fair, which is the second week in August, but we are also open for special events.
We're usually open the first two weekends in December for Christmas in the Village. We string Christmas lights up. We have Christmas music. Santa comes out. And they pretty much dress up the building as it were for like the late 1800s to the 1900s. And then like what I'm doing now, you know, we have school tours. So we cater to the local schools. I think we had, Coon Rapids come out last week, a little bit of all, but they came down. They had a busload of kids that came down and they got to see the buildings. And so with my love of trains, we have a depot. It's the Fairfield Depot, which Fairfield is no longer. It's the town of Lakeville. And that building stood in Lakeville for over 100 years. It was in operation from 1868 to 1968, so just over 100 years. It was moved to our property in 1970. So basically what I do is I'll go in dressed as a train engineer from the late 1800s. So the striped overalls with the striped long shirt and the engineer's hat. And I'll basically talk to the kids about what a depot was, what the purpose was, why it was there, what you could do in a train depot, what goods came through, and the importance of rail even to today. yes, so that is a live main line for mainly Union Pacific, but I've seen a lot of different other roads on there. About 2 weeks ago, I saw a Norfolk Southern. There's the black locomotive with a white horse on it. I've seen a CPKCS, which the one that I saw was just a Kansas City Southern, but Canadian Pacific has since purchased KCS. And that was a huge merger. So CPKCS is a huge railroad conglomerate now. But yeah, I do have main live tracks right behind the depot, and that does add to the ambiance, although it's diesel locomotives and they didn't have diesel back then. But and then many of you know that I have a model railroad that I'm working on at home. It's N scale. So I was kind of hanging around the house and I don't remember what I was doing. I think I was on YouTube and I found out that there's the MTM or the Minnesota Transportation Museum. And that's down in St. Paul. And that's off of, let's see if I can get an address here. But that's down in St. Paul. And basically what they do is it's a train museum. So not only do they have train cars in the building that you can go and you can look at, it's an active railroad as well. And the address is 193 Pennsylvania Avenue in St. Paul. And that's the Johnson Street Roundhouse. And the roundhouse, what the roundhouse is that was a maintenance facility and the terminus of the line for that company. So they would have had two or three lines coming in. And then they would have had a maintenance building or what they call a locomotive shed in a half circle. And then they had a turntable right in the middle of that. So our turntable is still active. Our roundhouse still works. We have maintenance pits in the roundhouse. So Yeah, so they've got some things for that tactile experience inside the museum itself. They've got some train cars. I know they have a locomotive or two on static display that people can walk up and touch and enter. And then they have one thing that I was looking at that I was interested in was, you know, I do the model railroading. So I was looking, and they have a G scale, which is Garden scale. And Garden scale is the biggest scale in model railroading you can get before you go to live steam. But they have a good size, and it's a huge L-size layout. And it's a representation of Minnesota and railroading. So they have it modeled where if you look at one side, you can see the open pits up on the Mesabi. You can see Tower Sedan Mine. You can see Ely. They have the cityscape down in St. Paul and Minneapolis. And then they just have a representation of what it's like with the fields. Yeah, and that was the quick travel back in the day. Getting somewhere in a week was quick compared to hitching up the horse and buggy and spending maybe a month to 2 months out on the trail. Right. Right. And that's very important, you know. And it's today. Yeah, I'm just looking, seeing if I can pull up a couple of pictures of what we have as far as trains there. Yes. Oh, hey. Tony's here, so why don't you go ahead and bring him on? Or I will. Tony, how you doing? Thanks for coming on. So can you tell us a brief history of what led you to join the Navy and how you got into your posting at NAS Dallas?
Yep. Kind of. Oh, they're good at doing that. Right. Well, I was going to say recently, but last month we talked to HM3 Dan Zarn, happens to be my father. We talked to him about his service, and he was 25 when he went in, and they actually put him in a bug company right away because he was the oldest guy there. Oh. Okay. Because it was open, I think, in 29. So you were doing the METOC reports for the pilot set. You were doing, I forget what they call it, but there's a specific weather report for pilots. Okay. Yeah, this is around Buffalo. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. Divine intervention. Sunday. Oh. Wow. So, right. So, how did you get started doing this? What was the impetus for you to start this?
Else. Right. So yeah, you're not doing mundane things over there. That's unfortunate. Wow. Right. Oof.
So I used to work for a pest control company. I worked local. I was doing 350 miles a day in a regular cab, a Ranger. I don't know how you could do that on a bike. Right. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Nice. Still.
Well, and I know there's I know they're still doing repatriations of POWs and them. Well, not a lot of POWs, but MIAs. So we've got about a minute left before our show ends. Sure. Yeah. So. Yeah. Exactly. That's and if you want to continue on with us, right? If you want to continue on with us, it's On My Mind Podcast with CR on Facebook. Go ahead and find us there, and we'll continue talking on that side. But we're just about done on the blog talk side, so. You can go ahead and tell us that story that you had if you'd like. Right. So again, yep. Yeah, I was looking at that the other day. There are a lot of, you know, I noticed you had a vlog there too, so. Yep, we are there. Oh yeah, I got a clock up here, and yeah, we're close.